I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, a rugby devotee's celebration of the game he's survived so far. But first, professional golfer Ken Green had his heyday in the late 1980s, winning five PGA events and making it onto the United States Ryder Cup team. In 2008, at age 50, he made a successful transition to the Champions Tour. But as Green was traveling between tournaments in June of 2009, a highway accident changed his life and his career and, as Only a Game's Ron Schachter reports, set the stage for an amazing comeback.
In large italics atop his website, Ken Green writes, "God has thrown some big asteroids at me, and you have two choices. You get squished or you take them on." The biggest of those asteroids landed almost 3 years ago when his recreational vehicle blew a tire and veered off a Mississippi interstate. Green's brother, who was driving, his longtime girlfriend, and his German Shepherd were all killed. Green suffered head injuries, and his right leg below the knee was mangled. As he lay in a hospital 3 days later, he made his first major decision about keeping his career as a professional golfer alive.
With the leg just kind of hanging, which is what it would have been doing, just kind of, I'd have just dragged it everywhere, I would have had no chance at all to play any professional golf. So my feeling was, okay, we'll cut it off. I'll put the dopey prosthetic on and I'll play. I never gave it any thought as to how hard it really is going to be.
In just 5 months, Green started swinging a golf club, an action he found easier than climbing the stairs with his new prosthesis. Less than a year after his accident, he became the first amputee to play on the Champions Tour at the Liberty Mutual Legends of Golf tournament in Savannah, Georgia. The 53-year-old Green has competed in about a half dozen events since. Champions Tour president Mike Stevens says that Green's return ranks as one of golf's great comebacks.
It's got to be the top. I mean, I don't ever recall in my history and tenure in golf anyone attempting to come back and play, you know, from this severe of an injury, not just physically, but psychologically and emotionally, given all that happened in the accident.
But Green's road has been a lot rockier than he ever imagined. While Tiger Woods seems to reinvent his swing every few years to great fanfare, those changes pale compared to the adjustments Green has had to make. He demonstrates with a driver in his backyard.
I can't turn as much because I don't have the ability to turn off my hip for whatever reason. So when I come down, this left side of my body does that motion. And when you do that, you've lost a massive amount of power. And that's why I'm 20 yards or so shorter. I would be much better off if I had lost my left leg.
Since Green can't bend his right knee, shots for which the ball lies uphill or downhill from where he is standing have become much more difficult to make. His limitations have also forced him to abandon his left-to-right fade shot, which was his bread and butter during his pro career. If they had a golf tour in the Old Testament, Ken Green would have qualified as Job. Besides coping with his physical condition, which includes a continuous stabbing pain in his severed limb, Green also had to deal with the sudden death of his 21-year-old son from a drug overdose 2 years ago. To add insult to injury, Green's 2-year exemption from having to qualify for most Champions Tour events, earned on the strength of his earlier success on the PGA Tour, expired during the year he was recovering from his injuries. He appealed to tour officials to restore that lost eligibility.
I said, listen, I just want to do, again, it goes back to doing the right thing for, I want to help golf, I want to help, you know, kids, I want to help the wounded warriors, I want to help anybody disabled, and I want to help me. All I want is the year. I can do it in a year.
Instead, Green received an annually renewable major medical exemption. While Tour President Stevens claims that status should open up as many as half a dozen tournaments, Green doubts that he'll actually be eligible for more than one a year. Otherwise, he has to depend on the kindness of sponsors' exemptions to compete. If Green hasn't gotten much sympathy from the tour, he has received plenty of other support. Fellow senior golfers have raised more than $100,000 for him. Just last Tuesday, there was another fundraiser in his hometown of Danbury, Connecticut, where he received the key to the city. Michael Whitmer, who covers golf for the Boston Globe, adds that Green's recent adversity has softened what once was a prickly reputation in the golf world.
When he was on the tour, he could be a hot-tempered guy. And, you know, he had issues with alcohol. I think people's opinion have changed a little bit based on what he's been through.
How far Green's comeback goes remains to be seen. Because he once played on a U.S. Ryder Cup team, he does have a lifetime exemption to the Senior PGA Championship, starting Thursday in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Green says that whether he plays will come down to a game-time decision, due to the unpredictability of his pain, which also has him pondering the more distant future.
If it doesn't get any better, you know, say by the end of this year, I'm going to have to make that decision. You're either going to just suffer, you know, like an idiot for a year and a half, 2 years, and do it, or don't. And knowing me, I'm going to suffer because I'm going to want to try it.
For Only a Game, I'm Ron Schachter.